We are you prep.
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 Mr. McDonald.
I was raised by my grandmother because my mom, she had me when she was 17, 18 years old. So, of course, she still had a lot of play in her. So, while she played, my grandmother raised me. And that was the best decision for me as far as Rick being raised up because she was my foundation, my rock. I had two other brothers, but they was from my dad's side of the family. So, we were all the same age. My dad was a Rolling Stone. I had three brothers. We were all the same age, but three different people. And like you know, in conversations growing up in the hood, our families, they'd be all over the place. But we stayed real tight-knit, and we had a foundation with my grandmother who kept us focused on school and making a way to get through. So, you know, my family structures that were small, but we're pretty tight. I have a lot of young little brothers and sisters coming up now that we try to focus. Me being the first one to school, my little cousins coming up being the second and third one to go to college. We're trying to break the barriers in our family that everybody become educated and you know, make some positive changes in their life. Everybody's trying to be coming out of the lower class citizen to be able to move to the middle class citizen. So our kids could take our middle class and move it to the upper class. So, you know, we're trying to break that barrier, that spiritual barrier in our lives where, you know, we're not being... Our community is not being successful. My grandmother worked for the school district, so she was all on education and where I needed to be. So her advice was, you know, to ignore most of the environment around me and concentrate on where I wanted to be. When I was in the eighth grade, I had a decision to move to Columbus, Ohio to stay with my father. I did that for 1 year, and the only reason why I went to go stay with him because my other brother was going to stay with him also. And I knew I wanted to be with him 24/7, so we said, let's try it. And I always been an honorable student in middle school. But as soon as I got up there and had fun with my brother and not the unstructured discipline that I had under my father's roof, I was making straight D's up there in my eighth grade year. The most important step I think I made was making the decision to come back with my grandmother.
This teacher profile was brought to you by Khalil Frierson and Edward Murphy of University Prep and the Saturday Light Brigade.